Budding entrepreneurs are looking at ways to cash in on Florida's new medical marijuana legislation and the potential for broader opportunities if Amendment 2 passes in November. At events like CannaEd Day, held in Boca Raton on Friday, organizers and attendees advocated for a greater future for the plant and looked to get ahead of the competition. Sam Luvisi has the story.
Carlos Hermida is a Miami native who earned his MBA and then went to a college in California that trains for the cannabis industry. The Tampa resident loves the plant and wants to see it used to its full potential.
I can't see myself doing anything else but trying to help those who could benefit from this plant. I really can't.
He attended the event along with more than 200 others, from doctors to security experts to current or potential patients. Hermida, who's looking to consult, and potential producers are banking on Amendment 2. They see Charlotte's Web as too restrictive and unimportant for their plans.
I'm putting all my eggs on the Amendment 2 basket.
He knows those working to join established nurseries that meet Charlotte's Web's requirements, but he isn't.
It's hard for me to get into that because there really seems to be a conservative agenda towards it.
Tom Quigley is CEO of the Florida Cannabis Coalition, which hosted the event. He is focused on educating on the business and medicinal prospects of whole plant marijuana, not just Charlotte's Web. He urges attendees to advocate for the passage of Amendment 2.
Once we get to there, then we have more testing, we have the advancement of the medicine, and then we can really get down to the science of how it's used for different aspects, so people understand what they are ingesting and putting into their bodies.
The Florida Cannabis Coalition plans on hosting a similar event in Miami in September. I'm Sam Luvisi in Miami.
In southwest Florida, county officials are waging a battle against the state over a new oil drilling process. Collier County leaders say they're very concerned about the process known as acid fracking. It involves blasting bedrock with high-pressure acid to free up additional oil. They say fracking could threaten the groundwater there and the health of local residents. David Guest is an environmental lawyer. He says the Dan Hughes Drilling Company has changed the terms of the debate.
Dan Hughes has established that fracking is effective in Florida. It's effective in the Everglades, and you are guaranteed that this is going to increase and increase rapidly.
The Hughes Company did not have authorization to use this technique, and Collier County officials say the state has been lax in its oversight. Florida environmental officials, meanwhile, are promising that the state will do more to hold the company accountable. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.